Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right. Ivan Reichlin joining us. Ivan Reichlin, .substack.com coming up. Former Green Beret, recovering lawyer, ultramarathoner, operating at the intersection of national security, startups, politics, and law. That's coming up here. Dave in Colorado, and then Black Rant. Taking your calls, the order to receive. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex. It's Dave Edwards again. I said a prayer, and there I am.
We love you, brother. Go ahead.
Same right back at you, Alex. Very sincerely. I've been talking to you and listening to you since 1999. And the reason why I got in connection with you was that my father was in the Bohemian Grove, or in the Bohemian Club, where they met in the Bohemian Grove. And I started doing research in the 90s after I'd gotten my graduate degree from George Washington University in Washington, D.C. And I thought, I need to find out who my father was. And lo and behold, there was only one person who had done any research, and that was you. So the reason why I called today, and I hope that, you know, I can talk to your staff sometime so we can go in more depth and to who I am so that we might be able to do a longer interview. But the reason why I called today was because of my father and who he was, and what he tried to get me into. What I've experienced is these Davos people and, you know, whoever they've been, whatever cover they've used throughout the last 30, 40, 50 years. The movie The Matrix and that series did such a good job of depicting how the real threats to us, the agents, they move in and out of these compliant bodies like it was nothing. And those are the, when the agents get into those bodies, that's who we're really fighting. And it's just exactly like that now.
Well, that's it. They remove them from God. It's all like the movie Avatar, so they can be operatives of this outside force.
Exactly.
Because we're transceivers. And so you go to a pep rally, you feel the energy, or a rock concert, or a church. We're interfacing with that. And they train people to be controllable. That's it, and they go under a program.
Exactly, and that's a perfect description for it. The unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush by Tarpley and I can't remember the other guy, that's still online, and everybody needs to read that because it goes into great description of
how. Here's what I'm going to do, Dave. I'm going to get your name and number, and if your dad had some annals or Bohemian Grove, you can prove he was in it. I would love to have you on as a guest, and I think you sound credible, so we'll get your name and number, and I'll give you to our producers. I love you. I appreciate you. I got to get to another caller. I promise to. Black Rant from South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say, doesn't it feel so good to be washed in the blood of Christ? Doesn't it feel so good to have the protection of Christ, whereas these people are walking totally naked in the realm of Satan?
Yes.
I want to make a suggestion, and it's not you can do it or you cannot do it. You probably might have to check with Ye. But Ye made a song about 2 years ago called Wash Us in the Blood. It's just beautiful. And that's how I feel today. And I feel like the next coming of Christ is not just going to be one person, but it's going to be a consciousness that comes full with everyone who's awakened. I called because I wanted to talk about how Davos is like the mafia, how these elites are like the mafia, and we know the mafia was interlinked, interlocked with the government. Ye called it out with the Jewish mafia. It exists, the Italian mafia. But with this jab, with the shot, deadly poison shot, they are engaged in pharmaceutical racketeering, where now they're coming out with these new shots and these new technologies that'll help your heart, now that they've actually made you weak and sick, and they've made you have myocarditis and all these tachycardia and all these heart problems. They're coming out with new technologies so they can have clients for decades and decades and decades in the future.
Beautifully said, Black Rand. I could talk to you for 10 hours, but we got to go to break. Our special guest in studio, straight ahead. Stay with us and spread the word about the broadcast. You are the tip of the spear.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly, the chance of them not being associated, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their
body.
Why do
we know that all over the world, the people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured as XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase.
Correct.
Mm.
And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Now, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events, dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. The best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.
Is in the studio with us, a very interesting guy, former Green Beret, lawyer, works in the Defense Intelligence Agency, and was all over trying to stop the stolen election in 2000, and he definitely knows where all the bodies are buried.
20.
You what?
2020.
Yeah, 2020. Absolutely. What year did I say?
2000.
Oh, yeah, 2020.
It's all, Alex?
It all blurs.
Give me a fist bump, my man.
It all blurs together. So there's a bunch of big topics to get here. To lay out, but watching them use psyops and watching them use tools that they don't even use overseas because they're so dangerous against the American people, how would you, as a former Defense Intelligence Agency guy and a lawyer that you know, worked with Trump and so much, that's been investigated and attacked by the deep state, who saw the 2020 election theft, the last election theft 3 months ago, how would you describe the state of the world right now? And these admissions, which I don't just call off the admissions, I know it's true. The whole globalist agenda is in trouble. They have 95% negative comments everywhere, even on their own sites, against them. They're in full panic mode at the whole globalist New World Order level. What do you make of the position and the time we're in right now as a culture, as a humanity on this planet, as Americans? What's your briefing to the American people?
I know people won't agree with me on this, but they're on the ropes. And the reason why they're on the ropes is because, check this out. They try to do absolutely everything. Censor us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the different social media platforms. They own 90%+ of the media. And then they deplatformed, unplatformed everybody amidst all of that. And the weaponization of the FBI, DOJ, DHS, DOD even. I'll talk about that hopefully. They used all stops and then they still couldn't stop us. And now we're pushing back and we have these new committees. We won the House, even though it was a pink trickle that was managed between Nancy Pelosi, between Nancy and Kevin McCarthy. But bottom line, amidst all of the lawlessness that they committed, Alex Jones, InfoWars, and some of the other patriots out there broke through all of that, and people gravitate to the truth. And that's why I'm here. I barely got here, Alex, because guess what? When I fly on the airlines, TSA does what's called a Fourth Amendment rape on me every single time I travel. And why is that? DHS Mayorkas needs to be impeached for that. Hopefully we're going to get to Marjorie Taylor Greene to get her another article of impeachment against Mayorkas. But bottom line, they slowed me down. I almost missed my flight to get down here to be on this episode.
Massive harassment because they're scared of you. So from your training, your history around the world, watching this done to America, I totally agree with you. We're not up here trying to sugarcoat this, but people, you know, the whole New World Order agenda is scared. They're in trouble. So when you define the fact that they're on the ropes, I agree with you. But what comes out of that, and how do we now press the attack?
Also, just like in war, when you got the enemy on the ropes, you have to push, 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 continue to push. So luckily, we have these new committees that were just established. In terms of foreign push, we're going to have to beef up the CCP committee that's headed up by Mike Gallagher, Congressman Gallagher. I don't know how much jurisdiction and capability he's going to have, but I think we need to highlight and demand that I want, at the end of this whole CCP committee, in the next few weeks even, there needs to be a declaration of war on the China.
I was about to say, you read my mind. We're at war with China. We need the declaration.
Absolutely. We need to.
And it's asymmetrical, it's fifth generation. Explain that.
Absolutely. What they did over the last 3 years.
See, what I love is we're synced up. This is, go ahead.
100% full stop. I'm probably more aggressive than you, Alex. Seriously. So check this out. CCP committee needs to go ahead and showcase for the whole world.
Tell Congress. Look at the camera for.
What they did from the CCP-19 bioweapon that was released. By the way, the minority viewpoint of the Director of National Intelligence Assessment about the origins of COVID, the Wuhan flu, the Kung flu, whatever you want to call it, the minority view talked about how it was from a lab leak, and potentially I think there was one or two analysts that mentioned that it could possibly be an intentional lab release. Well, guess what? That hypothesis is more and more prevalent in the conversations. So we need to go after the CCP for releasing that bioweapon, right? And then we need to basically take a look at what are they doing within our institutions, within those three that I talked about, DOD, DOJ. Where was the what was the first institution that mandated the EUA clot shots?
It DOD.
Was the Department of Defense. So if you're China and you're trying to destroy the United States, the most trusted and capable and funded institution within our entire system is the DOD.
And China won't take the shots, but through their media, they supported the Defense Department doing that, which again shows it's a globalist interloper pro-CCP bloc that, that controls Biden and Hunter, and now we're about to take them out.
These members of Congress need to wake up. A lot of these folks that are on the right that have an R by their name, let's face it, they all probably accepted the, you know, the bodily mutilation through the injection, right? And unfortunately, they did that because they were duped by your faux newses of the world, by all the media. But we need to now educate them and say, you know what? You were duped. You need to now...
Stay right there, because, folks, we'll go a little bit in the next hour. This is very important. I want to explain something. It's separation of powers. And not just the three branches of government and the federal and state government. There's different separations of the power elites, and there's a real shift now to actually stop China. And that's why their operatives like Schwab are so scared. We'll be right back.
Democrats voting for it.
That's right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So the world is at a major reshuffling point. A lot of deals were made with China to sell the U.S. worker out. Trillions of dollars were made by middlemen, special interests that Trump exposed and we exposed. But now folks understand that the Democratic Party particularly is a subsidiary of the Chi-Coms. They're playing a very sophisticated triple game where they make it all about Russia and then act like China's ally with Russia, but they've always been at loggerheads. And if you go back to the whole history of that, there's always been back channels going on. But Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency analyst, lawyer, Green Beret, you've been around the world. You've seen this. You've had a great analysis of what's happening. You've got a bunch of other issues you want to hit, but I don't think people can underanalyze or underestimate the fact that you can look at the weather vane and see that even the elites that are in America aren't consolidated. And things are shifting towards, why are we going to cut the power off? Why are we going to collapse and let China have all the energy? And so there's a shift away from China for real. It's not going to be the Chinese century. They are going to collapse in the next 10 years. And there could be actually a revolution there. We could free China. But we are at war with China with cyber attacks and fentanyl. And I was about to say, we're at war with China when you said Congress needs to. I was about to say, we're at war with China. I don't want war with China. We're at war with China. So elaborate on that.
Yeah, so for those people that still think that this show is tinfoil-hatted, here's where I'm going to stop that nonsense as it relates to China. 193 countries out there. Five are on the UN Permanent Security Council. China's one of them. The United States is the other one, right? So if you look at the elements of national power of all these 193 countries, it comes down to two world powers right now, China and the United States. So what did China just do without firing a single normal shot, if you will? Obviously, clot shots they did. They basically took over all of our institutions over the last several years.
And the Pentagon followed what was good for them, treason.
Right. And the reason why they were able to do that is because their brand, their ambassador to the United States is currently sitting in our White House and defiling it. And his name is pronounced Joseph Robinette Zhiden, along with his hundred. We've seen this. Joseph Biden, right? His son's laptop. Everything shows all the financial transactions.
Well, he says, I work for the head of Chinese intelligence now.
Absolutely. Where's Congress? We have January 3rd is when we had our 118th Congress swearing in. Kevin McCarthy has been a speaker now for 10 days. What's going on? Done absolutely nothing, Alex. We need to be declaring war on China, exposing all of this. They're still deliberating on who's going to be on committees. Meanwhile, they're eating our lunch, breakfast, and dinner because they've captured our
Do you think Lloyd Austin even knows what he's part of?
It has to be complicity at this point. It has to be. And then I think in some components at the global scale that we just talked about, there's that component.
Well, they argue it's a back channel and we're surveilling them, but we're not surveilling them if they're running us.
Exactly. It's a dual sort of loyalty of the executive branch leadership is loyal to the Chinese Communist Party and to Big Pharma.
And I remember about 2 years ago, the deputy of the CCP came out, I have trouble pronouncing the name, and he said, we've talked to the wise men that run America, and don't worry, we're going to get rid of Trump. And then I saw Munger and what's his name, Berkshire Hathaway, founder and owner, sitting there saying, yeah, we met with the Chinese, don't worry, we're going to do all this. I mean, it's a bunch of old elitists that sold us out to China who just think we're going to go along with this. And Warren Buffett, it's not going to happen.
I was thinking Lincoln, Nebraska, then Warren Buffett.
So how do you – because if things are swinging towards kicking the Chinese out, the Chinese communists, how are they going to respond?
So this is – I think the way that you do it is essentially Congress, you know, other than declaring war, you also have to put a resolution, that a joint resolution.
Let's be clear. It's like Trump said with the New World Order and all this. We're already at war with the globalists, so we're not going to go bomb them. We're just saying we're at war. It's being honest.
We're at war, and now we're going to do the following things. Economically, oh, the trade deficit with China, that no longer exists. And actually, we flip it. China now owes the world $100 billion, right? Or even actually, excuse me, $100 trillion based on what they just decimated the entire world's economy. Here's the problem, Alex. We have, in order for big business, big pharma, big sports leagues, big tech, big media to be able to access the Chinese Communist Party's market of 1.4 plus billion people, they have to play by China's rules. And that's the negotiation going on at the big picture level globally. So if you're Mark Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin, name the CEO. Hey, you want access and sell your product? Hey, NBA, you want to sell your merch to China? Well, you have to do the following. You have to destroy your country from within. Make sure that your people are kneeling, when the flag is coming out at the beginning of the
Well, yeah, remember, four years ago, it came out in Reuters that China gets all the code keys to Google and to Apple, and to be there, they have to do it. They said to our devices, China has been given access to everything.
Yuri Bezmenov is the best reference that I have to mention here. Everybody needs to understand and take a look at, in 1982, I believe it was, a video came out of a KGB defector that explained how the KGB ran operations in the United States and in the West to destroy a country using ideological subversion. And that is exactly what China is now doing at a level 100 to 1,000x what Yuri Bezmenov talked about that the Soviet Union was doing to us in the 60s and beyond. And they're taking that model, taking what the lessons learned from China, from Russia, and now applying it to the West. And that's what we're seeing.
And so China is now blackmailing the Democrats. They don't even have to pay them anymore. How do we extricate ourselves from this?
So we extricate ourselves, but it's a difficult task. We have to decouple our industries from China. That's for one.
But that's happening with the chips and everything.
Every single industry, unfortunately.
But that's good news. Why do you think the U.S. elites are finally saying, okay, we can't deal with China? Because China's trying to be the boss?
I mean, China, I would argue that January 6th of 2021 essentially became the world's superpower, placating us and three of the four elements of national power. And then when they implemented the clot shot, now they're our national security. I mean, people like myself and others that are absolute alpha warriors are leaving the military in droves because they don't want anything to do with this wokeism, the clot shot mandate, nothing. And so,
which was a direct plan to debilitate the military.
Yeah. It has to be.
So how do we counter that?
There's no explanation for it.
But as you said, they're more and more on the ropes. So where's the split?
I think the way we have to win this is in the information landscape. We have to educate those that are the rhino lights, that this is going on. And I think we're winning in that. And then we start to move to say, hey, this is not a left and right thing. This is a survival of a nation. If you want to be a lot of people are coming to our side when they say, when they see the censorship finally, the Twitter files releases, when people see that are left of center, they're starting to come over to us.
And we're going to talk about that next segment, who you think Elon Musk is. But we showed a graphic 2 days ago. The crew's great at finding stuff really quick. But it showed energy cutoffs in Europe and the U.S. the last 2 years. And China with carbon is going straight up. I mean, that's a strategic issue. If we don't have energy, we can't compete. I mean, that to me, that's issue one is in this quote green garbage. It's all made up and turn the energy spigot on.
I mean, we have exactly. We just have to open things up.
It's how you kill inflation. It's how you
natural resources all throughout the United States. We have plenty to go around. We've been exporting for how many years? But then it's shut down because guess what? Zhidin is doing China's bidding over there in the White House. We have to extricate him. And I think there's a mechanism.
Instead of Biden, it's Zhidin.
I pronounce it Zhidin. It should be. I mean, he's basically earned the title of Chinese Communist Party ambassador to the United States. Every single policy he's promulgated from day one is in support of China and totally against the U.S.
All right, let's get into the censorship and Nuremberg 2.0 straight ahead with Ivan Raiklin. Powerful information. We'll talk about election fraud and more. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, former Defense Intelligence Agency analyst and lawyer and Green Beret and patriot, Ivan Raiklin is our guest. And I cannot quantify for listeners how real what he's saying is. It's so real. And The globalists have almost got this country where they want it, but now a lot of people in government, corporations, and academia are going, whoa, this is really bad. So there's kind of a come-to-Jesus moment right now before we really become slaves, and the globalists are being exposed. Their agenda's in trouble, but they're still in power. So continuing, I'm going to go ahead and just give you the floor here and talk about Nuremberg 2.0, CCP, Pharma, Fauci, Pence, Big Tech, the censorship, all of it vindicating what we've said. And then what is Congress going to do about that with the government weaponized against the people?
You mentioned Pence. I got to talk about Pence real quick and how he fits in this entire scheme of things.
A lot of people don't look at Mike Pence, and all roads lead to Mike Pence as it relates to all the – during the first term during President Trump, all the friction and everything he was not able
getting
to –
getting rid of Flynn.
It was specifically because of Pence. The very first thing that he did was getting rid of Flynn, right, in order for Flynn not to expose what was going on with the Crossfire Hurricane, the illegal spying. Remember, Alex, 2001 to 2013, Robert Mueller was the director of the FBI. First 8 years, it was George Bush and Cheney as vice president. During that time, it was newly minted congressman from Indiana, Mike Pence, 2001. He's sworn in. 10 of those 12 years, he's on House Judiciary, providing oversight with his staff of the FBI and DOJ. Meanwhile, they're developing relationships that he then reignites to be able to provide the top cover necessary for James Comey to do the whole Crossfire Hurricane. That's literally what happened. And since then, he's been providing the cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. And then he becomes the CCP-19 task force lead and then provides and doles out all the contracts along with Jared Kushner to the governors of New Hampshire, Sununu, of Georgia Kemp, of Arizona, what's his name, Ducey. And then you got Ohio, DeWine. All these Republican governors did the shutdowns as well. And that's because it was at the advice and essentially facilitation of Mike Pence. And I argue that it was all done in order to eject President Trump. And then
Pence led the COVID response.
Right, exactly. And then Pence would get the presidency in 2024, which they promised him probably. That's it. He's involved in the whole operation. And has he been investigated? Have they asked him a question? Has he been hassled? Has even Fox News questioned him? No, because Paul Ryan is providing top cover for him.
No, he's untouchable. He's totally protected.
Totally protected. Well, he's not protected for me. I'm the guy that basically has dedicated the last 2 years plus, actually 7 years, to research and investigate him. And that's why I suspect the DHS, he may have been the one that put me on the DHS little secondary screening list, because I've been totally exposing him, not only because of that going back to 2016, but also exposing him for his not allowing for a quorum on January 6th when they gaveled in to have the joint session. Remember?
Yeah.
They only allowed 11 members of Democrats and Republicans in the House as well as the Senate to be on the House floor to conduct the joint session.
So let's be over.
I argue that we need to have a redo of the joint session with the new House. And then we got 28 states that are Republican, 22 that are Democrat, and we can have a contingent election like that on Friday and then reinstate Trump. Let's go.
Let's be forward-looking here. Knowing what the globalists are up to, and I agree with you, but they are telegraphing that cyber attacks are imminent. I mean, how are they going to get themselves out of the pickle they're in?
Well, they're doing it. They're trying to have this meeting in Davos. They're trying to figure out a strategy in order to be able to push back. They're trying to crush you. You think that the people behind the lawsuits that have been against you are just locals that are angry at you?
Oh, no. They admit it's all a big Democrat PR firm.
It's a big play. I mean, you're big. You're global. Everybody listens to this show, and they know that, and they have to crush people that are going. You're the original deep state marauder, by the way, Alex. I love that about you. And so,
what's deep state marauder mean?
Marauder means somebody, it's a pirate that goes in and pillages, right? So deep state marauder, by extension, means an individual that goes into the deep state and shines the light and absolutely obliterates them through exposure. You've been doing that for decades. I'm just jumping into the game now that I retired, so I'm happy to row in the same direction.
Well, no, but I can tell you, I don't want to underestimate it, but the numbers show it. And I use examples of, like, you'll go to a video with 5 million views, and there's like 300,000 comments, and all of them are against the New World Order. Everybody gets it. They've lost the
public. Those aren't chatbots.
Yeah, those aren't chatbots.
Those are real comments.
Yeah, so.
And they're the ones that are creating these.
And they admit it. So why would they go to their meeting and admit they're in trouble and say they've got to censor us and shut us down? They said specifically they're losing. And then they are. They're hitting the panic button. So what does that mean? Why would they even admit they're losing? They're not even that sophisticated. They had so much power so long.
They thought they could win it because they had the FBI with Chris Wray over there, right, in Davos, in order to be able to use their platform to censor Twitter and Facebook, etc., LinkedIn. I was censored on all three of those as well. Bottom line is that because they censored so hard so fast, there was the creation of Getter, Truth, of Telegram,
Rumble,
all these different platforms that came out. And a lot of people are congregating on those and expressing their First Amendment. And they have to counter that somehow.
If they were smart, they'd back off. But they just can't help it. I'm really worried what's going
to
happen.
They're going to back off by us escalating, and they're going to continue to back off. That is the only way we do it. We have to.
How do we escalate?
Escalate. We can. Everybody needs to create truthful content. We need to match all the content that's being pushed
out. Explain that. You're talking about force multiplication. Explain that.
We absolutely have to. So let's take a look. Yeah, Rumble's on the uptick. The Truth and Getter and all these other ones are on the uptick. We have to match the number of compelling content that is out there. And in order to match Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. Once we do that, and then there's more compelling content on our platforms, then people are going to naturally move off of those scumbag commie.
And it's happening. I'm seeing Rumble ads.
That's how we gain momentum.
I'm seeing Rumble ads on Fox News and the NFL.
Really?
No.
I don't watch the NFL anymore.
Well, I monitor it, and the point is, it's exploding. I know a bunch of Rumble talk show hosts that have millions of viewers a day now from nowhere.
No, so I'm launching my show. I mean, I'm not just talking for everybody else to do it. I'm launching my show. I'm doing a daily 30-minute.
And I want to explain to the average listener that maybe starts a YouTube or a Getter or I say be on the enemy platforms and your own and push things to the other one. If you have 100 viewers, that's an amazing event. The elite
right.
sends their
people. Right.
Don't think like, oh, Jones is getting hundreds of millions of views or Joe Rogan is, so I'm not going to. No. It's all of you, the millions of you reaching thousands of peas.
Pick one niche. Just like all these channels on the other commie platforms. They're like, oh, we're going to do an unboxing. Well, guess what? A lot of that stuff doesn't exist on Rumble. Why don't you create compelling content that's already out there?
Cover boxing and then slip stuff in.
And then slip stuff in that's conservative.
And the AI won't even see it.
And guess what? No, I'm talking about on Rumble.
No, but I agree. But do it on YouTube, too, because I'm telling you, they don't see it. You can beat AI by like what you said.
My argument's more pure. I disagree. A lot of people use the argument that you still have to be on those platforms. I'm taking the more purist angle that if you create content only on one platform that it doesn't exist elsewhere, it forces people to come to your platform with more content. Just like here, you're not on any platform, Alex. Everybody still comes here because they know the brand that they're going to be getting.
But that's because we were already there. I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is, it's like Joe Rogan does on YouTube. He puts little clips out there and pushes them to Spotify. So what I'm saying is, those are ambassadors to the main thing. I agree. The main thing is one place, but you have ambassadors to
subvert the original platform,
Ami
platform, and then get them off. Some of my episodes that
I mean, the enemy doesn't want us on those for a reason.
Right. Because
I say we take their territory.
It'd be nice. I mean, we know where they're located. And so
you know what I mean? We take it when we... Like, they're not even that sophisticated. Like, I could sit here and sit in my office for 5 minutes and think of a plan of something I'm going to say that's going to bait them that then takes them to what I'm – and it's so – they're easy to beat, actually. Just people don't try it.
Yeah, anything that comes out of your mouth, it literally trends on Twitter. You haven't been on Twitter for years.
That's the listeners.
That's how much they watch you. That's how many listeners you have. You're telling me to continue to look at the camera, so I got to do it, fellas and ladies out there. Bottom line is, this is how we win this war. Number one strategy is to information dissemination of the truth. Just bombard them. They cancel you. They censor you. It doesn't matter. We have platforms now.
And that's the key. China and places never had freedom. They didn't have the skeleton. We still have the skeleton.
We have an infrastructure. It's massive. It's growing by the day.
Absolutely. We are winning. And I don't just say that to pump you up, folks. We are winning. The enemy knows that we're going
to
come back.
Yeah, look at compared to two years ago. We were almost dead.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Mr. Speaker, today we're putting the deep state on notice. We're coming for you.
All right. I was going to keep Ivan with us a little bit the next hour, but I forgot. I'm on Drew Hernandez's show with Charlie Kirk coming up about 15 minutes. But Ivan Rankle's going to be back during the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today, with so much more critical information. We got 10 minutes, 11 minutes left in this segment. You got a lot to say, so just take over.
All right. Here's the deal. We got to focus on the future. We have a House that is friendly to getting after the deep state. You saw the clip by Congressman Dan Bishop. He's going to be on the committee known as the Church 2.0 Committee. I call it the Deep State Body Check Committee. It's going to be a subcommittee within the Judiciary Committee, which Jim Jordan is going to be heading both of them. And before I came in here a couple hours ago, I got a phone call from, let's just say, one of the members of the Judiciary Committee, one of the staff. And they reached out and said, hey, so-and-so congressman asked me to reach out so that you can share with us all the research you've done, Ivan, for the last 7 years as it applies to all the entities that we're going to need to go after. And I said, I would gladly participate in that. So here's kind of where we're – if you want to follow along in this journey and help out with it, I'm going to be articulating over the next few days in my Substack – exactly what I recommend to the Judiciary, to the Armed Services Committee, to the Subcommittee, to the CCP Committee, to the Veterans Affairs Committee even, all of these committees, what they need to be doing in order to do the massively law-offensive, the maximum thing that they can do to crush the commies within the executive branch. By name, number, transgression, date, time, everything. We're going to go after the likes of Eric Cheramella, the whistleblower. We're going to go after the likes of We were going to go after the likes of Joe Pientka III, who is still running out there somewhere as an FBI senior supervisory special agent that may be still in San Francisco advising Elvis Chan to go ahead and censor Alex, myself, etc. We're going to go after every single one of these people.
Because big tech can censor, but they can't work with the government to censor. That's illegal.
Right. They can censor on their own, but when the government tells them to do it, they can't do that. Earlier today when I was at the I've had Clear and PreCheck traveling since it was created years ago. And I told the Clear lady, and I said, guess what? Well, you can basically, you know, stop me from going through the Clear system. Once the TSA down the road here is telling you that you can't clear me, now you become complicit in essentially allowing for a violation of the federal government, right? So they can do it on their own as a private entity, but once the government gets involved, particularly the federal government, that's an absolutely illegal activity, and we talked about that. So we're going to go after the TSA, the DHS. We're going to create articles of impeachment based off of that. But not only – I mean, hearings are great and all. It creates for great TV and fundraising for the campaigns of these Congress members. I could care less about that. If they do what I'm going to recommend that they do, they're going to fundraise like crazy, but I want to get to criminal referrals. Not only, obviously, if you do criminal referrals back over to the DOJ, they're going to do nothing with it, Alex.
But to the attorney generals.
We're going to go to the attorneys general. And I'm thinking that we need to identify the crimes committed by these scumbags.
And the states are already doing it. The states are moving.
Kansas. In Texas here, you got General Paxton.
Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
Florida.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about. Kansas also. We just got a brand new attorney general in Kansas by the name of...
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
So just like,
that's why we have a separation of powers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to get after it. Not only there, we're going to try to identify which counties some of these transgressions occurred. And then we're going to go to that friendly constitutional sheriff that happens to be in that county and present all the evidence to them with the power and weight of the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
And look what Jim Garrison did. Almost brought down the Kennedy killing. One district attorney.
Yep.
I think we're going to have 1,000 Jim Garrisons.
And here's the beauty of it. With the truth being able to get out there, as we're monitoring this in the court of public opinion, we then get involved. Like, Congress is now open, Alex. I am able to go, and everybody else is able to go in there and essentially demand what they want their Congress member and the staff to do. There is no limitation. Everything's back open. Here's what needs to happen that hasn't happened yet. Kevin McCarthy, if you don't in the next few days do the following, then Matt Gaetz and Marjorie, you need to vacate the chair and remove Kevin McCarthy. We still haven't gotten the 14,000 hours of tape of January 6th. He did his whole little song and dance a couple days ago saying, oh, I'll consider maybe releasing the 14,000 hours. I could care less about your consideration.
Yeah, what are they hiding?
Release them today.
Release
should have been done the very minute that you appointed.
Could have been done 2 years ago.
Remember, two weeks ago, when he appointed a sergeant at arms, it was like 1 or 2 in the morning. That sergeant at arms should have said immediately, we're releasing the tapes. Have at it, America. Identify all the bad actors to include Nancy Pelosi, her daughter,
Our film crew.
Her film crew, her daughter, Alexandra, her son-in-law, Michael.
Notice under oath, Ray Epps admitted, quote, he orchestrated it.
He did orchestrate it, and when they asked him, did you work with the FBI or law enforcement, he said no, but that still doesn't mean he didn't work with Alexandra Pelosi, or Pelosi herself, or her son-in-law, Michael Voss, or John Sullivan, who was the cutout between Ray Epps and Michael Voss and Nancy Pelosi's daughter. I've done the deep dive on this, Alex. I don't know how much time we got, but we basically don't have enough time to talk
about
all the details on this. Bottom line, those individuals that I just mentioned is who I've also been investigating, other than Mike Pence. So, like, everything that I've just discussed about on all the different aspects of all the transgressions committed by not only executive branch actors, but the previous 117th House of Representatives, we're going to go after all of them. And if Kevin McCarthy is not going to play ball, guess what? We're going to make sure that he plays ball or he's removed. Because I think we won massively by putting him in the straitjacket and duct tape on his face with what I call the terrific 20 and real team 6.
It was a great exercise of power.
We can now push back and demand that it occurs. And I don't know why we aren't pushing hard against the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetz, to demand. It's no longer talk of releasing the tapes. It's releasing the tapes and now going after and getting the sergeant at arms.
And notice they classified the Jan 6 fake committee. Classified it for 20 years. What are they hiding? Why would they classify the
everything? Absolutely.
If we're so bad, why are they classifying their full report?
Well, another thing that needs to happen is the new House under McCarthy needs to pull back on the criminal referrals of all the J6 peaceful defendants, right? And then also Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon, why are they even still in the trial? Why doesn't the Speaker of the House call them in to testify for 4 seconds, rendering their criminal charge moot? I don't understand. What I'm talking about is the whole contempt piece.
They no longer
go into
contempt.
Congress and walk in and say, hey, I testify. Okay, your testimony's done. It's moot. Done. Flick it. Out.
Well, they've definitely pushed too far. I want to close out with this. How big is it to have all the Twitter files coming out? We know it's all the other groups doing it, but, man, that's big. What's your real view on Elon Musk?
So, first part, Twitter files. The lemmings are now waking up. The normies. The rhinos. They have to face reality that we were right for 3 years now on. As far as Elon Musk, initially I thought he was, you know, good, but let's just face it. You're not on Twitter. My original account's not on Twitter. So that should tell you, I think, a lot. I don't understand why you're not on Twitter.
Well, yeah, the really effective people aren't.
Yeah. So he's kind of walking this fine line, I guess. But bottom line, I think he's still, FBI is still coming after him. But I think if we escalate in the House, actually an hour ago, Elon Musk just put out a tweet saying that, something about how it's possible that the FBI is going to come after him for a couple things. I can't remember the exact tweets. If you can,
yeah, no, I respect him for what I mean.
I respect
him. He's definitely pissing him off.
Definitely keep going, because everything that I put out was just legal analysis.
Well, I think he's really smart, and he sees the globalists as weak, and he just wants to take over. Well, if he took over and got out of the way of freedom, that'd be fine. We want powerful corporations that are pro-America, pro-freedom. But
I'm on the fence. I warmed up to him, but right now, he said, a couple weeks ago, that he was going to release everybody out of Twitter jail. Well, guess what? We're still in Twitter jail.
He also said he was going to release Fauci files. Where are they?
We're still not in the
Fauci files. I think he's playing games.
But at the end of the day, he has released a lot of Twitter files.
Yeah, like 15 dumps now. Yeah, so I think the jury's, he's definitely.
So Elon Musk, reinstate Alex Jones, InfoWars. And if you want to reinstate my legal analysis, by all means, but I think Alex needs to go on.
All right, you're going to be on with Owen Schroyer in about an hour from now, in about 62 minutes. What are you going to be covering?
I think we're going to go in a little bit more deep dive. Maybe we can go in a little bit more deep dive on Pence, specific actions that we need to take with each one of these committees on bullet points.
I think we should war game how the enemy's going to strike back, because they're losing right now, but in their mindset and their modus operandi, they're going to double down. I'm really concerned about what
they're
doubling
down. We're going after Ray. We're going after Pence. Ray and Chris Christie and Mike Pence were the ones that teed up Christopher Ray.
Absolutely. IvanRaiklin.substack.com. Find him on Parler as well at Raiklin, R-A-I-K-L-I-N, and on Getter at Ivan Raiklin. Ivan, great to have you here in studio, brother.
Alex, finally.
I was going to keep going and take some of Kate Daly time. She's great, but I forgot. I'm on Drew Hernandez's show with the Turning Point folks, so that's big. I got to fulfill that commitment. And then I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Don't forget, Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., American Journal. He was always a great host, but he is just that show's amazing.
Next time, I'm going to bring some net and a drink of Yahoo. Or Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, I think Kanye's an MK Ultra. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.